Welcome to Spirit Sherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis. Today I want to talk to you about something you probably don't hear about. I'm Kelly Sparta. I'm a transformational shaman. And today we're going to talk about adoration. And when I talk about adoration, what I want to say is that adoration is the act of adoring, right? It's the act of adoring someone, adoring something, right? And what I want to say is that there are many, many paths to doing this work. And it is a path that can take you down some very interesting roads. So I want to first, before I go into what adoration is, I want to talk about what it isn't. Because adoration isn't attachment, okay? We can adore something. We can just really open our hearts to it and be fully present with it and just absolutely adore it without becoming attached to it staying as it is, where it is, or within our purview, right? When we adore something, we are being present with it in the current moment. That does not mean that we expect it to be there the next moment. Okay? That's attachment. Attachment says, I adore you and you must be mine forever. And when we get attached to things, it's a very different issue. That's about feeling like we don't have enough, like we need something to compensate for us and things like that, okay? So when I say adoration, I want to be clear that that is not attachment. Okay, now that we understand that, what I want you to do, here's your assignment for today. Should you choose to engage it, and this is your invitation. I want you to spend some time adoring an object. Could be a plant. I love adoring plants. Could be a thing, you know, whatever. And so an object, a person, and yourself. Those three things. Okay, so you're going to adore an object. So what that means is you're going to sit with the object and you're going to be present with it and you're going to open your heart to it and look at it and appreciate all the ways in which it is beautiful to you, all the ways in which it is lovely to you, all the ways in which it improves your life and what you appreciate about it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it extremely. Okay. And I want you to do this for 2 to 5 minutes. Okay. It's going to feel like a really long time. Okay. So if all you can manage is 2 minutes, that's great. 2 minutes is a very long time for an object. Okay. And then I want you to do it with a person. So it could be your significant other, could be someone in media that you appreciate, that you idolize, or, you know, could be a friend, you know, whatever. And so you're going to do that with this person. Now, ideally, if it's a person in your life, you would do it with them. Okay. And so the way that this looks like is that you would have a conversation with them. It doesn't have to be in person. Okay. So if you can only Zoom with them, then, or FaceTime or whatever, do that. But you're going to be in person with them and you're going to say, this is what I love and appreciate about you. Okay. And this is not a trade. This is not you saying, oh, I want mine back. I want, you know, I'll give you this. You give me that. No. This is a gift from you to them where you are adoring them. Now they may find that uncomfortable. Okay, especially if they're like you and they're not so good at taking compliments, right? But, you know, if you guys want to each do this practice together, you can. But the idea of adoration is that it is not an exchange. It is, I am adoring you for the sake of adoring you. Okay. So you're going to do this practice with a person, and their only response to everything you say is thank you. Okay. That's the rules. They can only say, thank you. All right. Now, the third part of the exercise is to do this for yourself. Okay. Now, this is going to be the hardest one. There's a reason I give you the first two first. Okay. And that's because doing it for yourself can be a little overwhelming because you're looking in a mirror and you're doing it and you feel ridiculous. And that's okay. Be ridiculous. Okay. Ideally, and I'm going to make this even harder. Okay. But you know, you're a sovereign being, choose as you will. Ideally, you will strip naked in front of a full length mirror, and you will do this with yourself naked in front of a full length mirror. If you do not feel comfortable with that, start in your bathroom mirror, just staring at yourself in the mirror and, you know, fully clothed and whatever. But I would encourage you to do this process enough that you can get to the point where you can do it naked in front of a full length mirror. Okay. Because especially for women, we have body issues and we can hate on our bodies. And being able to love on our bodies is a lovely thing to do. And it's a healing practice. Okay. So those are your invitations for this video, for this time together. And I will look forward to talking to you next time. If you are feeling like you would like to have some help in your processes, please check out the Inner Peace 101 program on the website at kellysparta.com. I'll put the links in the notes. And I will see you on the next call. Don't forget to like, rate, and share. Have a good one. This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.